Hello and welcome to this week's Wikipedia Wanderers, where we're discussing maybe the greatest thing in sport, last minute winners.
Depends what side of the fence you're on. It's the best thing in sport if it's your team.
Very true. But hello, Dave. We're talking last minute winners. Yeah. And straight off the bat, your favourite last minute winners. What springs to mind? Bang, straight away in your head.
99 Champions League final. Obviously.
Yeah.
It's got to be, right? The first one that springs to mind for me as a United fan is definitely 99 Champions League final. And I think you can put in last minute equaliser and then last minute winner.
Yeah, I was just going to have a look there because...
in the same bracket.
It's going to be pretty close what we're talking here. So we had...
91st, 94th, I think it is.
Is it? Is it that much? Yeah, 90... So 90 minutes and 36 seconds, 92 minutes and 17 seconds.
So technically it's 91, 92.
91, 93. 93.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And so... yes, I fully agree. I remember watching it. I still remember where I was watching it. And so we had, it was 1-0 down reasonably early on, wasn't it? This is Manchester United, Bayern Munich, 98-99 season. This will be the second trophy in the treble. You'd have won the league at this point, I think.
Yes, because I think this was back in the day that the FA Cup ended the season for English teams.
Champions League used to be Wednesdays, and the finals used to be... mirror the standard competition and be on Wednesday. Yeah.
Yes. So.
Yeah. Go down, but then the super subs is, I'm not sure if it's retrospectively discussed or it was always that, but Teddy Sheringham and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Come on. York and Cole were your front two.
Yeah.
Sheringham and Solskjaer. And then we have, was it? It was kind of tucked away. So the ball was going wide. So Sheringham's goal, Giggs, I think, as it kicks it, is going wide. And Sheringham kind of diverts it just a bit more on course.
He sort of like, yeah, swivels around his left foot and just sort of pokes it into the bottom corner. I think it was originally going wide.
Mm.
But yeah, Sheringham with that one. And then obviously David Beckham swings in the corner. I think it's Sheringham again.
Gets the nod, flicks it down going wide.
But... and Solskjaer does this weird like starfish sort of jump.
Yeah.
Like shape.
Prods it
and
in.
And it hits the top of his shin.
Roof of the net. Yeah. And that was fantastic. And yeah, all the Bayern Munich players are all kind of on the floor. I remember there's an image of Pierluigi Collina, a referee of that match, picking up Samuel Kufour off the floor.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
So
last season four, last was it, the two goals from losing to winning. And that is just majestic. Very rarely does it happen. So this is... Leicester Spurs, obviously less meaning on this match, but it's still just the unbridled joy of it is just something to behold. So this was, Spurs are 2-1 down against Leicester going into the kind of 91st minute. Stephen Bergwijn has brought on a sub and, we claw a goal back with Bergwijn just hoofing it into the back of the net after Matt Doherty kind of causes mayhem in the box. And then straight from kickoff, I think it's Tielemans, plays a really easy pass. They want to get back into it, so they play an aggressive pass. Højbjerg cuts it out, immediately looks forward, passes it to Kane. Kane puts it in behind Bergwijn, running behind 3-2. And I remember that match because I remember screaming so hard, I hurt my chest and that whole evening. And it's always difficult with a night match when... players talk about it, but as a fan, and you must find it even more so maybe being in Singapore and watching lots of games during the evening, is that to get to sleep because of the adrenaline's pumping, you just want to, when your team wins, you want to consume everything, don't you? You want to just go, yeah. I want to read more about it, but I was just in pain after that because I screamed so hard.
Was it Bergwijn? Was it Mora? I thought Lucas Mora.
No, it was Bergwijn, yeah.
It was Bergwijn, oh,
yeah.
Because there's lots, Lucas Mora focuses on lots of photos of that moment.
Well, so Lucas Moura is obviously, I'll go on to, he is also the other Spurs memory of a last-minute winner I have.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
I was actually in holiday in Florida this time. We'd been to a water park in the morning, I think Blizzard Beach, and I was like, oh, I'm coming home. I'm definitely watching the Champions League semi-final second leg. So this is Ajax Spurs. We'd lost the first leg 1-0, and we were in really, really bad shape. We were just so poor in the league and bumbling through on away goals, basically, the Champions League. And yeah, and Lucas Moura, we go another goal down. So we're two goals down. Lucas Moura grabs, in the second half, grabs one, grabs two, and then, yeah, literally last minute effort pass Onana in goal. Yeah. And yeah, that is my other last minute winner, joyous experience.
Lovely. Lovely. Yes, yeah, sorry, I misunderstood because the Bergvine one was against Leicester, right?
Yes. You were
explaining the Leicester game, yeah. So I think there's a very controversial one that I've got in recent memory for Man United, which is Bruno Fernandes, 97th minute, the game had ended against Brighton.
Oh, the actual match had actually ended.
Can you remember that? We got the penalty after the final whistle through VAR, and then he scored it. Yeah, I mean, it was a controversial one, but the rules are the rules, and we had to come back out and take the penalty.
It doesn't help, but Bruno Fernandes is a highly detestable person as well.
Yeah, I can understand that from a non-Man United fan. And I think as soon as he leaves Man United and if he signs for another club, I'll feel exactly the same.
I don't reckon he will leave Man United, though. I think he's there for good.
I'm not sure. I think there's a stint back at Sporting in his late 30s. Towards the end of his career, sort of a bookend. I don't know if it's where he started his whole senior career, but I do see that sort of bookend in there. I'm trying to think of other ones that involved Man United. I mean, there's quite a few. There is a very specific one, but my memory, I can't remember if it's a winner, and I know we're trying to focus on winners.
Well, no, so the reason I put winners, because there's obviously last minute goals, and sometimes it's, the fifth goal in a 5-0 rout, and it's like that doesn't really bring the same joy. This is to actually change the result of a match, where I think it's truly an exceptional moment.
I think Jimmy Glass, we've all heard about it, right?
Yeah.
Goalkeeper up from the back, last minute, scores from a corner to keep, I want to say it's Chesterfield in the Football League against Oldham, I think it was, but I might have my teams mixed
this
up.
This is
but
Carlisle United.
Carlisle, I knew it began with a C. But yeah, Jimmy Glass, he must have just shot to fame. I think he went on to become Bournemouth goalkeeping coach, if I remember rightly. I think he did. But yeah, he was bought in, I think it was a really strange situation where he was bought in on loan, I think, from Swindon.
Yeah, he was on loan from Swindon, yeah.
Yeah, and he went and scored, last minute. Goal. Is there anything? I know one of your questions later. Is there anything better than a last minute winner? But is there anything better than a last minute goalkeeper scoring?
I think you're putting cherry on top there, because one of the true joys of football is seeing a goalkeeper go up, and so often it doesn't really do much.
Yeah,
there's always was it early Premier League season? Was it first match of the Premier League where goalkeeper was already this season? The goalkeeper went up at the end. It's like, blimey, this is league football first match. It seems a bit gung ho, but seeing a goalkeeper go up and actually making a difference and keeping the team in the league, it's about as good as it gets.
The goalkeeper going up for a corner at the end of the game. I love the bit where they get to the halfway line. The camera looks at them and they're panicking, looking at the manager, being like, am I going? Am I not going? Am I going? Am I not going?
I need their approval. Yeah.
Yeah. Alisson scored, didn't he, late on for Liverpool against West Brom? I want to say
Yeah.
From a corner, in the Premier League. That was just, again, just a league game. I don't think it was too late on in the season, but yeah.
Denying the point where you're... So you might be drawing. You could be drawing or losing, can't you? Where you never send your goalkeeper up when you're winning. Are you refusing your goalkeeper to go up at any point?
I think it depends on the situation. I think if you're at the tail end of the season and there's a chance you could win, it could win you the title or maybe put you back in the title race. I think I'd go for that. I think it's all situational. It's all situational. Cup final, definitely, if you're losing. And you need an equaliser. I think if you're drawing in a cup final, no, you're not sending the keeper up because it's too risky, right?
Yeah.
But I think if you're losing in a cup final, yes, he's going up. Tall, he can jump well, cause havoc. Someone's got to mark him. They won't plan for it. They won't plan for who's going to mark the goalkeeper. So.
Also, the goalkeeper has no idea what to do in that situation. He'll be probably he could easily just cause more mayhem for his own players. Like you. Blocked my run, man. Just this is not how the set piece works. piece coaches are becoming more of a thing. Gianni Vio was one of Spurs. Maybe there should be a set piece routine that also involves a goalkeeper just by eventuality.
Maybe.
Just make sure they are fully effective. Mm. So other last-minute winners, I'm thinking Troy Deeney. This is
the penalty save.
Leicester playoff semis. We have, what's his name? I'm forgetting one thing to say. Knockhart, Anthony Knockhart for Leicester. Really weak penalty awarded. It's saved, I want to say, by Manuel Almunia.
I think it is, yeah.
For Watford, yeah. And then they progress up the right, and then that was to put them through, and then up the other end, it then goes and Troy Deeney lashes it home to them and put Watford through to the final. So yeah, that's again that's double bubble. You've gone from the pain to the joy, which is pretty exciting. Iniesta scoring. Well, Iniesta's done a few actually, but Iniesta, this is one against Chelsea for Barcelona, that match where they hate the referee, but Chelsea players.
Oh, is that Michael Ballack chasing the referee?
Michael Ballack, Didier Drogba afterwards, and probably Jose Mourinho because he loves to enable his players to harass the referee.
Was that the game where the rumour was that the ref had gone into, Rijkaard had gone into the referee's dressing room at half time for Barcelona? Was it that one?
Might be, yeah. I think anything to add to fan the flames of conspiracy, yeah.
Yeah.
What about then least favourite? One that it's going to be a goal scored against your team or impacts your team.
Yeah. Yep.
Did I say it?
The look of Phil Jones. That one. Yeah. The look of Phil Jones's face when he was told that Aguero had done that. He was at the Stadium of Light. He was smiling and happy.
Which I thought is a place he'd end up playing, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I could have seen him playing at Sunderland. They stacked Steve Bruce too early, though. Couldn't take any more Man United players. No, I think that's also a very good last-minute goal. But in terms of ones that I like the least, I mean, it took away the title from my team. Man City won the game and Man City won the title because of that Aguero goal. It's like, it's a right kick in
and
the
And I still
balls.
Think there's an element of match-fixing from Joe Barton in there.
You've said this a fair bit.
Yeah, Man City fan and big final match. QPR already safe from relegation, I want to say.
I think they were.
Relegated. Where it wasn't being decided upon for them and gets himself sent off somewhere late in the first half. I'm like, why? I think he's just trying to do it to give an advantage to City.
But ironically, didn't he get sent off and then QPR went 1-0 up? I think QPR scored first in that game.
Yeah, Jabril Cissé, I think, scored.
Yeah, Jabril Cissé, yeah. But
yeah, I'm not saying Joe Barton's a clever man, but it just seems somewhat dodgy.
Yeah,
I was trying to think around... a common team for us is England. I'm trying to think of last-minute goals against England. The only ones I could think of was... It was actually, again, a double-bubble one where England are winning. See if you can guess this game. England are winning, and we go on to lose the game, and it all happens in added time.
Croatia? No.
I want to say a Euros. Maybe Euro... It was versus France. So this is...
Oh, this is the back pass from Steven Gerrard to Thierry Henry. Yeah.
So we have... We awarded a penalty, I think a foul on Wayne Rooney, I want to say. David Beckham misses, saved by Fabian Barthez. Later then, in the 91st minute, Zinedine Zidane scores a free kick.
Yes.
I think maybe for a foul by Gerrard. I think it's a double.
I think it was
Gerrard,
yeah.
And then, inexplicably, Gerrard plays through his defenders, back to the goalkeeper, plays a pass with nowhere near enough weight or accuracy or just intent on it, and it gets intercepted by Thierry Henry.
Then it's round David James, but fouls
David
him.
James fouls him, and Zidane gets another goal, and 2-1 France.
Yeah. Yeah, disappointing. I guess talking about England, David Beckham, last minute winner for England against Greece, free kick. That was last minute.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice one. That was a beaut, yeah. I remember I was watching that one as well, actually.
Where were you watching that?
I had gone up to watch it into my sister's bedroom, because at that age, we would have been, 2000s?
Yeah, something about that, yeah.
I'd been 14, and I think I got I was very into football. I think I got annoyed at my family for asking questions or talking during the football match, and it was obviously a tense match in a time when England, although had a great side, really struggled to qualify for major tournaments.
Yeah.
This was even to go to a playoff, wasn't it? This is even to qualify outright, I don't think, was it?
This was second in the group. We had to win to get second. Under McLaren?
Was it I'm going Sven. I'm going Sven on that.
Oh, it could be Sven. Yeah, it could be Sven. Yeah.
And so I think I'd taken myself away just to watching on one, you know, the standard, you know, teenage bedroom 14-inch TV with a built-in video player.
Absolute classic. Yeah, true. I don't think there's many, going back to your original question, I don't think there's many worse ones I can think of against Man United than the Aguero one, which didn't actually end up in the team scoring against Man United, but affected me and affected my team in such a way.
It must have happened a lot more than I can think of, but I'm thinking, do we just remember the good times more than the bad times?
Oh, I think your brain naturally does that, right?
It's like it locks up those bad memories.
Yeah, it's like why people have more than one kid. Like, why would a woman have more than one kid? It's caused so much agony and pain.
Yeah, they just remember really good. I mean, you look back, go, oh, that was, well, wasn't that fun? No, we really hated it at the time because we had no sleep and I wouldn't stop crying. Yeah.
So there is one against Man United that came to my mind in the Champions League. Porto,
Costinha,
Jose Mourinho running down the line, Costinha from an offside position. Yeah, should never have counted.
The one that springs to mind for Spurs is actually, probably because this is very recent as well, last season, Spurs, I think it might have been Mason in charge at that point, and Spurs had come back into the match. We'd scored a last-minute, thinking a last-minute equaliser, and then, I'm going to say, Emerson or Eric Dier just gives the ball away and Jota runs through on goal. And slots it home. It's like, oh my goodness, just how can we do that? From the joy of equalising, because we have zero luck. Spurs have zero luck at Anfield. It is horrific. We just absolutely shit the bed at Anfield. And so it's like, oh, fine, we've got something from this match. And that, nope, did not get anything from that match.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. So what we've talked about, you know, different memorable moments. What about, is there a player or a team you associate most with last minute winners?
I think Fergie's United.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to label it as Man United because I don't think we have it anymore. I don't think there's this aura that we're going to score if we need to score going into the 90th minute. Whereas Fergie's United team always had that.
Oh, 100%. You just don't know you're horrible.
Safe. You don't know you're safe. So other than that, I don't think of a team or a player. Maybe have Hernandez, Chicharito at United. He always had winning goals in him and he did score a few that were towards the end, but I don't know if it was a last minute, sort of a last minute winner. He scored last minute against Chelsea in the Charity Shield.
I'm thinking Gerrard, maybe, just because of big moments he came for Liverpool. He's obviously that FA Cup moment against West Ham.
Olympiacos as well.
Yeah,
and Neil Mellor heads it down, I think.
Yeah, but kind of it sounds like that's plausible.
Yeah, and then it's smashed off a sort of a swervy shot into the corner from Gerrard. Yeah, but no, can you think of any team other than United's Fergie?
It definitely is United that springs to mind in terms of that Fergie time. I'd say if you look back at who scored the most last minute wins, I imagine you're going to just become weight of numbers. It'll be the Ronaldos and Messis that kind of spring to mind. But in terms of like a clutch player, I know you get into a point where it's, I mean, Jude Bellingham becomes the player now because he just turns up in those moments. No, it's often the most unexpected. Like Spurs had a last minute winner years ago against West Ham, so 4-3 against West Ham. And the last-minute winner was grabbed by Paul Stalteri. So not really a player that you associate with last-minute winners at that point. But
it's an interesting one where it's sort of like the goalkeeper situation again, isn't it? Is it because there's just carnage at the end? Like, it's like, fucking everybody go. Everybody get up and see what happens. Like, yeah, it's a little bit of carnage. But I can't really think of a specific player that seem to score a lot of last-minute goals. That's quite tough. I think you might come down to...
Yeah, if you're numbers, listening and think of, you've got a player for your club or you've supported who's been that man to step up, we've missed, let us know. But nothing that springs to mind. So it's a really joyous occasion when it happens for your side, right? It is I think maybe because I'm a big football fan, but it's about as good as it gets. Your football team scoring a last minute winner. What sporting occasion for you would top that?
Would top it? Or
yeah.
I think to top it, it has to be something I'm involved with.
Oh, okay, but this is just from a fan perspective, though. This is
from a fan perspective. I don't think anything can top it for me in terms of sport. I don't think there's anything that, from my point of view, as a football fan and a fan of Man United, there is anything that could top Man United scoring like that in the 99 final. I don't think there's anything that can top it. Like, I think there's a lot of things for other fans that could do it. I imagine, like, American football, a Hail Mary that is successful right at the end, because
you've got to
wait for the ball in the air, right, until it touches the ground, then the play's over. So that's going to be even more sort of dramatic, because you're not dependent on the final whistle of the referee. You're dependent on the referee has already called it. It's the final play. The time has gone, but the ball is in the air. So you're like, oh my God, who's going to touch it? Who's going to catch it? Who's going to get the drop? Who is it going to hit the floor? Like, I think something like that would be interesting. The Rugby World Cup, right? Johnny Wilkinson against Australia. Yeah. Like, that would be good. But for me personally, no, that they don't compete with Man United and last minute winners. It's
amazing. It's because it's just that explosion of emotion it's almost like nothing can happen at this point. So the opposite, very much opposite for me as a Spurs fan, Liverpool scoring in 1 minute in the Champions League final. And it's kind of one, but Liverpool fans, then, you know, they went on to win it by 2-0, but it's kind of, it's so much time to then deal with that. And even for a Spurs fan, is it kind of resigned to that loss? Is too much time for that emotion to kind of flow through at that point. So, yeah, the last minute nature of it. And I remember that another one which sprung into my head was a modern day element of it is VAR. And it was the quarterfinals of the Champions League, and this is Spurs Man City, and so Man City score, I think, to take them through. Aguero scores, and this is at Etihad, and it becomes like 4-4 or something ridiculous at that point. And I'm on the floor face down in my lounge, just because it was a hell of a match, and I'm just like, oh my goodness. But then noticing that the sound on the TV isn't the same. Like, because you've watched football for so long, you kind of know how things play out in terms of just, like, visually on the pitch, you know something's not right. But this was for sound. It's like, it's gone all quiet. What's happened? And I sit up and it's like, oh, my goodness. It got disallowed. And then the joys come there. But, yeah, for me, football, last-minute winners. And so hopefully one day I can see, you know, England do something or Spurs do something meaningful in that last minute and experience that full Champions League 1999 joy.
Yeah, I mean, it was a wonderful feeling that I had as how old would I have been? 13?
13-year-old, yeah.
13, yeah, bloody hell. Yeah. But a quick question then. On the flip side of that, how do you feel about really early goals? Because you were just saying, like, Liverpool scored so early in the Champions League final, right? My memory, as soon as you said that, went to Luke Shaw against Italy.
Yeah, I was thinking exactly the same thing after I said it.
And I was so I was like, this is unbelievable that we've started this game like this. And I'm like, that's quite a similar feeling to a last minute winner. I do think there's differences, but the fact that the team you're supporting or the country has scored so early, you're like, oh my God, what is happening?
So I think it very much depends on the opponent. So if you know it's going to be a really cagey match and the team's going to set up to defend until they concede, and then it really opens up the match. So, for example, Man City in the Champions League final last year against Inter Milan, as soon as City score, it becomes a very different match and they're the better side and therefore opens the game up. Whereas, you know, for example, previously when Spurs used to play at Old Trafford, scoring an early goal, I was like, oh God, we've angered the beast and it's just going to get really bad from here on. I would happily win a league with last minute winners. I don't want to score first minute goals and then you're dealing with a completely different beast there, unless you can go on to blow teams away. But it very much, it's poking the bear.
Yeah, that wasn't actually my surprise question.
Oh, I've still got a surprise question to come. Okay.
So Yeah. Have you got any more questions for me?
No, no, that's really... all on the last minute winners I have. So surprise me, Dave.
Surprise question. If you could pick any sort of goal to be a last minute winner, what are you going for? Because I ask this because I know that you do like a Maisie dribble and a chip, but I also know you love an absolute scramble on the goal line.
If I wanted to interrupt you, I'd gone the shittiest goal ever. I want it to be just kind of, because add to that excitement, I want it to go, you know, certainly hits the bar, it tries to get cleared, and because you're just building the emotion there, it's kind of just you're edging yourself. You go, oh God, oh God, oh God. I take whatever I can get, but I think the worst the goal to win the match in the last, to shit hours completely, is how I'd like that, please. Yeah.
You? Okay. Nice. I think I do love a goal line scramble, absolute mess at the end. I also like, it's sort of like you're touching on with Paul Stalteri, right? Is that I in my head, he's hit that. I don't know what that goal is, but in my head, Paul Stalteri's hit that from miles out. And he's,
you don't
he's
know that goal?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, he's got a cutback from Aaron Lennon, I think. No, it's not. It's Jermaine Defoe hits it, palmed out by the goalkeeper, and he runs and taps it in.
Right, so, that's all right. But my thing is someone you're not expecting. Vincent Kompany, it wasn't a last-minute winner that meant anything, right?
Good goal, though.
Did, actually. Did he back up the title for him?
I think it was just, they were just keeping run going. I don't think it was the, whatever threshold.
Like, imagine everything that he's gone through in his career at United. Harry Maguire, in the last minute, with an outrageous effort from outside the box, flies in the top corner and Man United win the league.
Do you know what? I've changed my mind, actually. I've realised that the goal I've described would get one hell of a VAR check. It would be too long for my ticker to take. I would like the most clean cut, no issues, but no. I want it to be in my own half. And no one can be offside, no handball. I want a halfway line goal, just whatever, to eliminate any VAR doubt.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. You've thought about that a bit more and thought the VAR.
Well, yeah, because I'm thinking too much scramble. You've got handball options, you've got potential offsides. If goalkeeper's dived out and left maybe one defender behind him, yeah, I don't want that. I don't need that.
No, I get that. Yeah, I get that. Cool. Thank you.
All right. Well, that brings an end to Last Minute Winners, and the discussion we just had there was very enjoyable. Thank you much, Dave. You can find us on Instagram and on Twitter/X at Wikipedia Wanderers. Until next time, goodbye.